The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network. Call out the instigators, because there's something in the air. We got to get together sooner or later, because the revolution's here, and you know it's right. And you know that it's right. We have got to get it together. We have got to get it together now.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Present Truth. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez, ZeroHedge.com. 81-year-old Senator Minority Leader Mitch McConnell inexplicably froze and stopped speaking during a weekly Republican leadership news conference Wednesday afternoon. It was bizarre. I was watching the YouTube video of McConnell addressing the news report, the reporters, and he just stopped. He just, his lips stopped moving. His eyes stopped blinking. He went expressionless. I thought I was having a flashback. I thought it was the Fool on the Hill. Oh, I'm sorry. Some people think that McConnell is also one of the individuals that is a fool on the hill. So anyhow, he stands there, and the people behind him are kind of talking, and they're just kind of greeting each other and looking like they're important. And he just stops speaking. He was making his opening remarks about the annual defense policy bill, and he stopped talking. Talking, walking, blinking, but he kept on breathing for about 19 seconds. Seemed like eternity. Then Senator John Barrasso of Wyoming, another globalist, Republican globalist, a top McConnell deputy who previously worked as a physician before serving in Congress, escorted McConnell away from the camera and reporters. A few minutes later, McConnell walked back to the news conference by himself. When asked about his health, he said he was fine. Asked whether he is fully able to do his job, McConnell said yes. I think he had a teleprompter in front of him. So, 81 years of age, and once again, discussing the defense policy bill. It's what they do. He stated later, I'm fine. Just felt lightheaded, stepped away for a moment. Now, immediately I know many in the audience, they were thinking it's the result of a vaccination. No, Mitch McConnell never received the vax. I'll tell you why. Because the War Department, the military-industrial complex, would never, ever allow him to be vaxxed because he is too important to the machine. The military-industrial complex, the individuals that make up that system of prolonged eternal war, will never be vaxxed. They're too important. Without them, the war agencies, all of the corporations that manufacture weapons for war, will never receive finances from the, well, they will, but they need the right individuals to continue to pass bills to fund them. So he didn't stand there because he had an episode due to vaccinations. Nope. Okay. Sleeping with the enemy, Mitch McConnell. 81 years old. A warmonger to the grave. Now, yesterday, while we were going about our business, this was out of HalTurnerRadioShow.com. I'm trying to stay in sync with my brain, and my mouth can't. Russia yesterday launched 12 Tu-95 aircraft carrying missiles for Ukraine, taking them presents. They came bearing gifts. Each aircraft carrying a full load of up to 96 cruise missiles. Air raid sirens sounded throughout areas, pretty much all of Ukraine, because these strikes were throughout the whole country. At 11:31 Eastern Daylight Time yesterday, 13 Russian Tu-95MS and a number of Tu-160M strategic bombers went airborne across western Russia, heading towards launch zones over the Caspian Sea. 3 minutes later, preliminary launches of X-1-X-101-555 missiles from Tu-95 from the Caspian direction. Confirmed. Initial detection by the Ukrainian Air Force of cruise missile launches by at least 12 Russian Tu-95MS strategic bombers over the Caspian Seas. Missiles should be entering Ukraine airspace within the next hour. 5 minutes, 4 minutes later, 11:38 Eastern Daylight Time. This gives you minute-by-minute play, just like the Rockies, watching the Rockies, who will never, ever be a major, major pennant-winning team ever in the history of Denver. We'll be back, Rick Rodriguez. Minute-by-minute plays.
Hey friends, Freddie Freeman here. A wise man by the name of Ben Franklin once said, by failing to prepare, you are preparing to fail. So go to 1360khnc.com and click the Patriot Supply button and make sure you're prepared.
With plenty of survival products from emergency survival food, water filtration systems, survival coffee, and more, My Patriot Supply has got the perfect gifts for you. Just click that Patriot Supply button only on 1360khnc.com.
Did the fire marshal take one look down your driveway and say,
my guys aren't going down there?
Or are there parts of it that just need a little more sun? Then call Affordable Tree at 970-568-6898. We can climb, cut, or trim your problems away. Specializing in defensive space, upper and lower fire mitigation, forest health, plus we can save freshly hit beetle trees. So call us at 568-6898. That's 568-6898.
Hey, Chris Lewis here with My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com, 970-776-0258. At My Favorite Gunsmith, all I do is repair firearms. I love freedom more than guns, but the only thing that separates a free man from a slave is firearm ownership. I would only add that it needs to work. All of my guns work. Do yours? Find out. 970-776-0258. My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com. That's 970-776-0258.
Are you a veteran who served offshore of the Republic of Vietnam between 1962 and 1975? Blue Water Navy veterans and their family members may now qualify for compensation and survivor benefits for health conditions linked to herbicide exposure such as Agent Orange. To learn more, call 1-800-749-8387 or go to va.gov and search Blue Water Navy. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs.
He went to fight wars for his country and his king, of his honor and his glory. The people would sing,
ooh, what a lucky man he was. Ooh, he was.
What lucky men these individuals are going to the meat grinder in Ukraine. Minute by minute plays, like I was saying, the Rockies will never, ever be a winning, World Series. Never make it. Impossible. Just like it's impossible for a woman to ever become the president of the United States of America, the Rockies will never, ever win a World Series. Now, going back to minute-by-minute plays. 11:40 Eastern Daylight Time. Cruise missiles flying toward Kharkiv, Donetsk, Dnipropetrovsk, and another direction, Kremenchuk, and some other Russian name. Explosions reported in the Berislav district in Kherson region and Kharkov. In other words, these cruise missiles are hitting targets throughout Ukraine. You sow to the wind, you reap the whirlwind. The Biden administration used drones in the sea, unmanned vehicles in the sea, to try to blow up the Crimean, the bridge that goes to Crimea. And in retaliation, Russia sends these military fortresses over the Caspian Sea to bomb the living daylights out of major targets in Ukraine. You sow to the wind, you reap the whirlwind. America is not going to destroy Russia. The Lord God will destroy Russia, punish Russia, when he determines its time. But it's not going to be America invading Russia and controlling that area. Now there are rockets over Kirovograd regions toward Kiev. More missiles in the direction of Vinnytsia region. Rockets over Zhytomyr region. Zhytomyr region, powerful explosions. Borispol, Kiev region, explosions. Zhytomyr region, detonation of two warehouses with ammunition. Now 12:07. Apparently, the Russian Air Force took significant steps to deceive the Ukrainian air defense. Today's missiles are constantly changing course in mid-flight. Russian cruise missiles are flying to Vinnytsia, Mykolaiv, Odessa regions, Ukrainian Air Force. Explosions reported in the, whatever that region is. Second wave of Russian missiles entered from the east. Cruise missiles on approaches to Vinnytsia and Odessa regions. Explosions reported near Dnipropetrovsk and Kirovograd regions. Portions of the Iskander missiles have successfully struck intended targets. Air raid alerts. Initial strikes indirectly confirm accuracy of the hits of these targets. Ballistic missile strikes targeted an assembly shop in Kharkov, involved in the production of drones. Cruise missiles launched from the Caspian region have not yet, as of 12:07 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, reached their destinations. And 12:13, multiple explosions heard in Milnitsky region. Missiles entered Lviv. Lviv region advised to take cover immediately. So in other words, minute by minute plays. HalTurnerRadioShow.com yesterday. And these cruise missiles, they change course in midair. And you don't think that this is causing panic to the NATO nations? to the nations that have been deceived. You know what these nations did? The leaders of these nations stayed in contact with the American government. All they had to do is dial 1-800-BE-DECEIVED. That's all they have to do. Dial 1-800-BE-DECEIVED, and they're led to believe that there aren't going to be repercussions in their countries. No, there will be repercussions. Now, in Israel, they passed this, I'll read it to you. It was the overhaul within the country, and it's caused a lot of problems. The country's divided, and I really don't understand their politics in Israel. I'm not sure what the changes in the government, I don't know what their intention is. I think, in my perspective, because the Israeli government, all these different aspects of government, can never agree on certain things, it puts them in a situation where they can't make decisions on war. Because when Israel is taking out terrorists, you have others in the government that are opposing those who are getting the victories for Israel. And Israel is going to fight a major war, the biggest war she's ever been involved in. It will be the biggest war that she will be involved in, and it will be a major war in which she will be 100% victorious. She'll never have another war after the coming war. She's always had skirmishes all the way starting from 1948 into the 50s, into the 60s, into the 70s, in the last decade, in the last 5 years. But in the Bible, in Psalm chapter 83, Israel, all of the surrounding terrorists, the enemies surrounding Israel in the countries, the Arab countries, are going to attack Israel in unison. And Israel is going to be united in the war that is going to come to take, that is going to happen. They're going to be united in that objective. And I know that the agencies in the United States government, and working with the Israeli government, working with some of the terrorist groups in the Middle East, would love to see Israel completely eliminated, and the Israeli government that's presently in place be completely disbanded. And then the globalists of the West will put in their own chosen Jewish leaders. And one of those leaders is not, one of those government officials is not the present Benjamin Netanyahu. Benjamin Netanyahu is in conflict with the America's CIA, with the intelligence agencies in the U.S. and in Europe and in the Middle East. Iranian, this is out of timesofisrael.com. I'll use this as a springboard. Iranian Hamas officials discuss response to upheaval in Israel. Top Iranian security officials in the Hamas terror group held a closed-door meeting last week to discuss a response to the societal upheaval in Israel sparked by the government's judicial overhaul, according to Tuesday's report. The meeting was attended by a senior commander from Iran's Quds Force, a part of Islamic Republic Revolutionary Guard Corps. that is responsible for extraterritorial operations, an Iranian diplomat told the Reuters news agency. Two other Iranian security officials and officials from Hamas also attended the three-hour meeting, the report said, without specifying where the discussion took place. Now I'm going to interject this. The terrorist groups, they know that with Benjamin Netanyahu back as prime minister once again, they know they dare not push too hard, provoke too much. They know better. They know Benjamin Netanyahu has the resolve to go all out. So what they're doing in this discussion that I'm presenting to you, they are talking about weaknesses in Israel's government, and it's also beginning to overflow into the Israeli defense, the army or the military. And this means that if there was an opportunity, a time where they would have a hope of success, this would be one of those times. Two other Iranian security officials and officials from Hamas attended the three-hour meeting without specifying where the discussion took place. Two sides agreed that the judicial crisis has already damaged Israel, but that they should not make any direct interference to exploit the situation, because getting involved could allow Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to deflect blame outward to foreign enemies, the report said. This would truly happen. Hamas source told Reuters and Hamas Iran that Hamas Iran and the Quds force were holding discussions over the whole situation, but would not discuss the meeting about judicial overhaul. There's no immediate comment from official Iranian sources. Iran backs Israel's enemies, including Gaza-based Hamas and Palestinian Islamic Jihad terror groups and Lebanon's Hezbollah terror organization. Hezbollah's leader, Nassan Nasrallah, he gloated on Tuesday that Israel was on the path to disappearance. The Lebanese source told Reuters and Hezbollah fighters that Hezbollah fighters seen next to Israel's border fence were elite fighters from the terror group, and that their patrol was unrelated to the political schisms in Israel. Tensions have spiked the northern border in recent months over a series of confrontations, most of them instigated by Hezbollah. I've talked about some of these incidents that have taken place in the last 3 months. Machinations among Israeli enemies as the government's effort to diminish the judiciary has caused a historic crisis for the country, deepening societal fissures and sparking fears about national security and a host of other issues. Israel is going to stand 100% Benjamin Netanyahu when Benjamin Netanyahu takes Israeli military into combat. And I believe, knowing the objectives of the going back to the Jimmy Carter administration, going on with Reagan and Junior, Bush Senior, then with Clinton, I know the objectives they've had for Israel. The motives were always evil. Not good. We'll be back. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
Hi, this is Tammy Cuthbert-Garcia with Naturally Inspired Radio. Tune in Monday through Thursday at 3 p.m. for the latest in natural health news. Get real solutions for healthy living and hear from our inspiring guests that are leading the way in health and freedom.
At Life Choices, we are helping women and men choose life and create stable futures for their children. You can help avoid the loss of another life by going to lifechoices.org or call 303-651-2050 extension 116, and donate. Make a difference and be a part of God's work by creating a better future for kids and families. LifeChoices.org or 303-651-2050, extension 116.
Hey, all you Sharp community members, this is Tommy at Tommy's Barbers and Blades. Just wanted to reach out and tell you to stop by our shops and get your fade, shaves, your beer. Grab a knife from Revo. Find us at 4th and Garfield in downtown Loveland, 970-617-2158, or hit us up on tommysbarbersandblades.com. If you're a little further south, you can find us in Meade off of Highway 66 and I-25. You can reach us there at 720-745-0782. And as always, live sharp.
Hi, folks. I'm James Morgan, a realtor with Grisham & Associates, LLC. I know it must seem like there's a million realtors out there making all kinds of promises. Want to hear my big marketing promise? I promise honest and fair dealings with all those I do business with. That may sound old-fashioned, and it is not very catchy, but it is true. I am your Colorado real estate specialist. Farmland, mountain cabins, or urban dwellings. When you work with my team, we'll get the right property for you and be upfront and honest with you every step of the way. Over the years, my clients have told me just that fact alone separates us from others in the industry. If you are considering buying or selling real estate, call me, James Morgan, at 720-203-0731 or visit my website at coloradopropertiesonline. No catchy slogan, just a client-first, honest real estate experience. Hit it, girls.
Keep listening to the American Freedom Network.
KHNC is proud to carry MyKind CBD products. Products include cocoa, top shelf tinctures, hemp salve, moisturizing lotions, and retinol cream. They also have pet tincture and hemp shampoo for a healthy coat and skin. To see all the CBD products we carry, visit the station at 2 South Parish or check us out online. Go to 1360KHNC.com, click on the shop button.
J. Deplorable here. Join me for my A10 Warthog radio show, the home of truth, logic, and common sense. That Swamp Fight, Saturdays at 12 noon.
What they do? They smile in your face.
All the time they want to take your place, the backstabbers.
Okay, continuing with the timesofisrael.com, IDF says battle readiness is weeks from being impacted as reservists decamp en masse. The military warned on Tuesday that combat readiness may soon be harmed if reservist troops do not show up for duty over a lengthy period of time. Amid efforts to insulate the Army from national tensions over the government's controversial judicial overhaul, thousands of reservists have threatened to end their volunteer reserve duty in protest of the overhaul in recent weeks, sparking alarm for defense brass, including IDF Chief of Staff Lieutenant General Herzi Halev, who issued a rare video statement Tuesday calling for unity within the military. IDF has said the cohesion or unity of the IDF has already been harmed amid the protest against judicial overhaul. It will take time to fix. The military claims it is still fully battle ready, but harm to the IDF's readiness has already begun. So, this is why you would have the Iranian Hamas officials discussing the matter of upheaval in Israel, not just in their government, but in the military. Thousands of reservists in key positions continue to not show up for duty. Actual damage to IDF's competence may occur within weeks, according to military assessments. And this is what the terrorists are watching. We're not going to be able to, Israel is not going to be able to avoid the coming conflict. They are going to be forced to respond when all of the terrorist groups surrounding Israel in the Gaza, all the way up to the northern northern borders, along the eastern borders. They are going to attack Israel in unity. I know this is bizarre, may sound bizarre. You may not, you're thinking, well, could this ever happen? Read Psalm 83. All of the tribes in east of Israel, in present-day Jordan, the groups in Syria, in Damascus as the brain center, in Lebanon. Lebanon really doesn't, I don't think, has a president right now. It's basically run by terrorist groups. But when this war begins, the United States is not going to have the way to interfere, especially if the individual that has been the puppet, like Jeff Dunham, he has that one puppet, the old bald-headed guy, Walter. As long as Walter is not really calling the shots, just being, basically, he's just a puppet, this is giving, America will not be able to intervene should and when Israel responds to the coming attacks. Russia is involved in Ukraine, but the other nations that are going to come with Russia in a future war after Israel wins all of her battles, these nations aren't so much involved in Ukraine as Russia is. And Russia is going to be forced to come south with her military. Not go east, no, I'm sorry, not go west, but south. This is the prophecy in Ezekiel 38-39 about Russia. So I'm going to leave Israel for a little bit. I'm watching what's happening over there. Benjamin Netanyahu is... He is the head of the government. They don't, and the pro-globalist Israeli government officials. I hope I stated that clearly. Within Israel, you have New World Order loyalists that are not loyal to Israel. They are loyal to the globalists of the West. They would like to bring Israel into this new digital system of the World Economic Forum. And in Israeli government, and this is who Benjamin Netanyahu is at odds with. He's at odds with the globalists within Israel, in the positions of political power, in the military, those who are globalists, those who favor American interests. It's very complicated. Not as cut and dry, not as black and white as we want it to, would like it to be. But one thing about Benjamin Netanyahu, he is not a friend of Joe. He's not a friend of Barack. He's not a friend of Bill Gates of hell. He's not a friend of Jorge Soros. He's got, I don't know what part he's going to play in this coming, when Israel is forced to become part of the global world. And I'll present something to you too that I'll probably present and talk about and discuss in the future. The place where Christ was crucified is very important to the devil worshipers of the world. For you Christians out there and non-Christians, this is a It is a sacred spot in the eyes of the Son, the Father of the Son of God, or the Son of God. In God's eyes, it is a sacred spot. This is where the blood of His Son was shed for the sins of mankind. Well, that is also a very highly valued spot for the occult world, for the globalists. Israel, the Temple Mount, where the Shekinah glory of God resided, where God had His Holy Spirit in physical form, you might say, upon the earth in a temple, in a holy of holies. This is a very holy spot, and the occult world, they want to own both of those spots. And they want to own Jerusalem. Jerusalem, they want to be their holy center of the globalist New World Order. Luciferian. The Illuminati plan. I know many of you are not Christians. You may not understand what I'm saying. But those who are Christian, you better pay attention to what I'm saying. This is why there's going to be a global center in Jerusalem. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth.
The real cost of the state is the prosperity we do not see, the jobs that don't exist, the technologies to which we do not have access, the businesses that do not come into existence, and the bright future that is stolen from us. The state has looted us just as surely as a robber who enters our home at night and steals all that we love. Frederick Bastiat.
What can the right financial advisor help you plan for? Your kids' awkward teenage phase and they need braces. Saving up for your kids' college education. Your daughter is planning for the wedding of her dreams. Taking the grandkids to a Disney World cruise. The wife needs to fly first class to Europe. You want a boys-only trip to Vegas to get away from things. Being able to retire and live the lifestyle of your desire. With the right advisor and the right plan, all of these things are possible. I'm Joey Jaquin, and I want to be your financial advisor and help you and your loved ones live the life of your dreams. Let's not beat around the bush. This is going to require a lot of hard work, but I can personally guarantee that nobody will outwork me when it comes to being there for my clients. Too many advisors cut corners and take shortcuts to sell you. As you know, my parents raised me to be better than that. Reach me at my cell, 602-909-9048. Again, 602-909-9048.
Off-Road Automotive offers a wide range of used automobiles for all of your off-road and on-road needs. From classic Jeep CJ7s to high-end sporty Corvettes and everyday commuters, they have a vehicle for you. Bad credit or no credit, no problem. Their professional finance team has you covered. Give them a visit at 1392 Denver Avenue in Fort Lupton, or give them a call at 303-502-3230.
Hi, this is Ron Tafoya, owner and operator of New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners. Men's clothing to women's fashions, we clean it all. Give us a call with all your cleaning questions. If we don't clean it, we might have a solution. We have two locations to serve you in Severance and Fort Collins. Please call us at 970-775-0623. 970-775-0623.
There are millions of people lining up to the phone banks to dial 1-800-BE-DECEIVED. Don't be one of those people. Don't be one of those people that line up to believe the lies of the New World Order. that you are free, that America is a land of opportunity. America is not any longer a land of opportunity. America has become the land of Nazi Germany. We were one time God-fearing, now we are God-hating. So I just wanted to tell you why the New World Order and why this administration and this country would want to see a war, a civil war, take place in Israel. This is what this government, one of the strategies. We have the American people. There has been a coup on the American people. The coup is already done. It's already taken place. The Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, our Constitution, it has already been destroyed. What you're seeing right now is just a shadow of what you believe is real. It's something tangible. No. You see the laws of the forefathers being broken every day. Like George Bush Jr. stated, it's just a GD piece of paper, quoting him. So Israel, this is the objective. After all the smoke clears, the objective of empire is Israel. The objective is Jerusalem. God is going to bring his kingdom, and he's going to center his kingdom in Israel, in Jerusalem. The globalists are going to attempt to center their global center is going to be Jerusalem. They're taking the blueprint of the Bible, and they are planning accordingly. The blueprint they have is to make Jerusalem the headquarters of the one world government. I should spend a little more time giving you deeper insight into this matter, but I'm short on minutes already, and so it wouldn't be wise for me to begin something that was, I'm going to leave you hanging. I don't want to do that. But in the meantime, to just give you some other thought, here at this Russia-Africa summit that's taken place, that ended today, African leaders were called, were asked, and have been given a thought by Russian President Putin to abandon the United States dollar with him. And they're doing it. Russia and China, they're doing it. Iran is doing it. Abandon the U.S. dollar to, quote, further expand the entire range of trade and economic ties. It is important to switch to national currencies with more enthusiasm, including the ruble, in financial settlements on trade transactions. Then he revealed that a total of 32.8 million tons of cargo was exported from Ukraine over the year of the grain deal, with more than 70% going to the globalist West or to high-income countries. Mainly the globalist West, the European Union, when these grains were sold to African nations. At the same time, Ethiopia, Sudan, Somalia, and several other countries accounted for less than 3% of total exports, or less than 1 million tons. He also declared Russia will be ready to ship free grain to some of Africa's poorest nations within the next 3 months, 3 to 4 months, because this is their harvest season presently. This means that Russia makes a significant contribution to global food security and acts as a reliable, responsible international supplier of agricultural products. Those denying this and focusing on the so-called grain deal are distorting the facts or telling lies. In fact, this has been the practice of some Western nations for decades, if not centuries. You know, Russia did have a bad name 100 years ago, 50 years ago. But recently, with Russia once again beginning their turn back to God in a true repentance in the heart, not just in the mouth, but in the heart, God has begun to bless Russia. America, even though we are a Christian, quote, wink, wink, Christian nation, because the Christians in this country are so apostate, they have no reality of who God is, and we have allowed communism or the hatred of God and the worship of man to become the main religion of our society. The worship of things, the worship of man, the worship of self. And we have become godless, while Russia is now a God-fearing. And we're not going to ever be a God-fearing nation. It's too late for that. Only individuals will fear God. We'll be back, Rick Rodriguez.
As the economy collapses, are you prepared to provide even basic essentials for your family? I teach urban survival training course that arms you with hundreds of skills and hacks to keep you and yours going when everyone else gives up. Food and water are only the beginning. Call the Rev at 303-809-3343. That's 303-809-3343.
I'm Joe Jaquin, CEO of the Patriot Trading Group, and I would like to encourage everyone to make sure they are prepared financially as the Federal Reserve continues to destroy the value of the dollar. Since the closing of the gold window in 1971, the Federal Reserve has led the way in the explosion of debt and the devaluing of your money. They openly say that they need 2% inflation, which simply means they hope to devalue your money, and they want to do this every single year, year after year. I know it's hard to understand, but the Federal Reserve believes in prosperity through debt and growth via the devaluation of your future. To learn more about how to protect yourself, visit us at allamericangold.com or call us at 800-951-0592 and protect yourself against the devaluing of your money.
Reasons to own gold. Reason number 725.
The government goes out of its way to make you believe Social Security has an account with your name on it with money just for you. But the Supreme Court ruled that payments due under Social Security are not property rights and are not protected. Social Security is merely a tax, and the government is under no obligations to pay you anything. Call the Patriot Trading Group, 800-951-0592, or visit allamericangold.com.
I got a star on my car and one on my chest, a gun on my hip and the right to arrest. I'm the guy who's a boss on this highway, so watch out what you're doing when you're driving my way. If you break the law, you'll hear from me. I know I'm a working for the state. I'm the highway patrol. Well, you'll know me when you see me, cause my door's painted white, with my siren screaming and my flashing red light. I work all day and I work all night, just to keep a law and order, trying to do what's right. If I write you out a ticket, then you better drive slow. I'm just doing my job, I'm the highway patrol. I'm the highway patrol, the highway patrol.
We're the highway patrol. So, to finish out today's program, the multipolar nations are abandoning the U.S. dollar. This is little by little, the American people are starting to listen to what the other nations are saying, to what Russia is saying. Russia is now a God-fearing nation. I'm not saying that there isn't any criminal activity and corruption in Russia. There is no such nation on the earth where there isn't corruption. No such thing. But the people of the nations, the good people of the nations, this is what makes the nations either these type of individuals through their attitude toward the God of heaven, the blessing of God comes upon the nation, or the curses of God come upon a nation. What do you think has come upon this country? Do you think we're under curses or blessings? It used to be blessings, great blessings. You can, the best example I can use, during the time of Donald Trump's being president, where was it a time of curse or blessing? After he was removed from office, did it become a time of cursing or blessing? This is the direction of a nation. There are already writers, people in this country, internationally, speaking about the longevity of the United States of America. And what they're saying is the longevity is ended. America as a nation, as we have known it, it is now about to be thrown into the landfill of time. And it's happening right in front of our eyes. We're watching things disintegrate. The war is escalating, and the debt is increasing. Interest rates are going up. I've been hearing 29% interest rates. And they're thinking there's now in real estate, with industrial real estate, there are empty warehouses everywhere. And in here in Colorado, in Colorado, they're still building warehouses like, you know, there's no end. Well, I don't know who has the money to rent these facilities, but actually, I do know who's going to rent them. Government agencies appearing to be independent corporations that will be actually government in one way or the other. And it will all be part of deep state, the military industrial complex, and other deep state agencies. That's it for today. We'll have one more visit tomorrow, and then we'll be done for the week. And I had a hot dog yesterday for lunch. It was fantastic. I didn't have time to get there today, and darn it, he's already gone for the day. Talk to you tomorrow, Rick Rodriguez.
Accidents can happen at any time and any place. Preparing ourselves is critical to being able to respond with confidence. Serious bleeding events are scary, but having Bleed Stop handy can give you the edge. Just pour it directly in the wound and apply direct pressure. Clotting happens in seconds. KHNC listeners get 20% off on the products listed. Visit the KHNC website and hit the Bleed Stop button. That's the KHNC website and hit the Bleed Stop button.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.